Now it's time for Smitty's Good Tucker.
Susie Burrell, do you know the answer to that?
Hello. I know I've got a new intro. Where's my I Feel Good hot stuff?
Oh, well, I Feel Good comes on Sunday in Health and Nutrition, but we decided, given the fact that it's World Salmon Day, we should put this in Good Tucker because there's nothing better than some good salmon, right?
Well, good seafood in general. The weather's fantastic. And, you know, the thing with World Salmon Day is it's a reminder to all of us about the really powerful good fats that you do find in salmon. And we've got some new data from a report called Switch Up Your Diet Report, which was commissioned by one of our big salmon farms at Tassal, to show that less than half Australians don't even know what omega-3 is and why it's good for us. So
really?
I thought, given it is World Salmon Day on Thursday, it's a great opportunity to have a chat about actually what is it about when we talk these oily fish and salmon in particular is actually so good for our health, particularly as we get older, Smitty.
It's a superfood, right?
It is. It's always, if you ask dietitians and nutritionists what are their superfoods, it's bound to be on the list. And the reason from a nutrition perspective is that when we look at the different fats in our diet, these omega-3 fats are only found in a very small handful of foods. And it's found generally in the deep sea cold fish. So salmon, sardines, mackerel. And because down here in Australia, we don't necessarily have temperatures that are that cool, it's much more common to eat these things like herrings and mackerel and sardines as part of your diet in Europe and in colder countries.
Yeah.
So in Australia, when it comes to getting these special fats, which play, I guess, if to summarise the key role, it's the natural anti-inflammatory. So in terms of fat balance in the body sort of balances out what we call the omega-6 fats, which comes from processed vegetable oil in our diets, with these omega-3 fats, and they buffer the inflammatory pathways that our diet has from a high intake of vegetable oil in the food supply, which is made, used to make biscuits and frying oils in cafes and restaurants. So in our diets, we get a lot of those. And so what happens in modern life, we don't get a lot of omega-3s because unless you're having these oily fish, there's only very small foods have them. So things like pumpkin seeds and linseeds have a little bit, but it's the plant source. They're not converted to the very long chain fats in the body. So really, that's why omega-3 capsules are recommended. But even better, of course, is the natural oils found in the fish itself.
What about salmon and sardines in a can?
Oh, fantastic. It doesn't matter because the actual nutrition from that is preserved. So when we look at canned foods or frozen foods, the vitamins that tend to be impacted are things that are susceptible to heat and to water. So B group vitamins, C group vitamins. So the fats and the proteins are quite stable. The only concern, of course, is they can have a bit more salt. So in the case of smoked salmon, for example, it can be very, very high in salt. So if you've got issues with blood pressure or if you're salt sensitive, be mindful of that. The fresh is always a bit better. But there's no, because it can be relatively expensive, of course, the tin varieties of sardines and salmon, you're still going to get those really powerful omega-3 fats. And for anyone who's got inflammatory conditions, Smitty, so cholesterol, blood pressure, issues with blood glucose regulation, arthritis, any of that inflammatory pain, you know, ideally we'd be having oily fish 2, 3, even 4 times a week to really get the daily recommended intake of these very powerful fats. And
okay,
it's safe to say that a lot of Australians don't have a lot of it, possibly because of budget reasons or awareness. But yeah, don't be scared to use the tin varieties if it means you can have it a bit more in your diet.
Love it. We love salmon. Thank you very much for your time this morning.